Managing work centers. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a work center as follows. A specific production area consisting of one or more people and or machines with similar capabilities that can be considered as one unit for purposes of capacity requirements, planning, and detailed scheduling. Critical work centers. Critical work centers can be identified for purposes of rough-cut capacity planning, RCCP, in several ways. Capacity planning using overall factors, CPOF. If the capacity planning using overall factors, CPOF method is used, the process may be manual. It will involve reviewing accounting data related to the historical usage of each work center. The direct labor hours of a given work center divided by the total direct labor hours of all work centers will result in a historical percentage of usage for each work center, such as work center 234 taking up 40% of all direct labor hours. The total of all percentages will equal 100%. When calculating capacity requirements per period, this historical percentage is multiplied by the required capacity for a given period to determine the work center's load. Work centers that consistently have a load that is near or exceeds capacity requirements will be the critical work centers. If the product mixes and load remain relatively constant at each work center, this method can be reliable. Bill of labor approach. When there are shifts in product mix at work centers, but there is a relatively constant work pattern, a bill of labor approach might be used. In this case, the organization will be maintaining work center data on standard hours required to produce end items or components required for a particular product mix. Historical data on which work centers have experienced bottlenecks can be determined. It may be that different product mixes result in different work centers becoming bottlenecks, in which case the critical work centers to validate may differ based on the mix that is being produced in the given period. Resource profile approach. If there are variations in product mix and the pattern of work varies considerably from period to period, then a resource profile approach might be in use for RCCP. If so, there will be time-phased capacity requirements generated for each work center. Again, a historical review of these requirements can be compared against the work center's capacity data to identify which typically experience bottlenecks or which ones will have bottlenecks for a given period. Once critical work centers are identified, they need to be managed. This can include managing which work centers are critical for a particular period, as well as managing the work centers themselves to ensure that they can operate at full capacity. This can be accomplished using concepts from methodologies such as demand-driven material requirements, planning, or the theory of constraints to maintain strategic buffers before the work center. Work center utilization and maintenance. A core goal of rough-cut capacity planning, RCCP, is to maximize the utilization and efficiency of critical work centers. Critical work centers need to be kept in as full use as possible, assuming they are bottlenecks, and drains on their efficiency need to be minimized, such as having fewer setups, shorter setup times, shorter run times, and so on. RCCP and master scheduling represent the first time these factors can be assessed against actual load information. Because master scheduling and RCCP are conducted over a longer planning horizon than the later manufacturing planning and control phases, it is at this point that there may be time to do something proactive about work center capacity issues. Failing to maintain work centers out of a desire to keep them fully utilized is an accident waiting to happen. Maintenance schedules need to be factored into capacity planning. This will necessarily reduce the capacity that is available.